Okay, it's Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. My name is Mitch Schuster, music director at Valley View Middle School. And we're here at Redondo Beach for the SCSBOA-sponsored band orchestra festival. So good afternoon to you guys. Looking forward to hearing the Newberry Park High School concert band and under the direction of Mr. Crystal. And we're looking forward to hearing Quattro Fantasy, followed by Shenandoah, Frank DeKelly, and Atlas by William Polange. So, you guys are getting set up and ready to go. I appreciate the work that you put in individually and collectively, and so I'm looking forward to hearing your performance, and I hope that my comments, compliments, constructive criticism and suggestions are help to make your festival experience a rewarding one. So good luck today and looking forward to hearing your music. Okay, commissioned by the Westlake High School directors, Brian Peter and Mike Engine. Opening. Make sure you're feeling the pulse. Some of those entrances are not quite accurate. Try not to rush into 22. Nice attention to their articulations. I like how you guys are coming to the end of each slur and clipping that just a bit like the composer or the editor put into the music. Yeah, could use a little more of the cymbal there in the background, also enable, give the group also a little bit of more of the rhythmic groove. Make sure your tone is, give it a lively quality. Put some enough energy, airspeed and energy behind your tone so the notes sing. Yeah, don't overdo it. It's a forte, not fortissimo. Nice diminuendo there, going into 87. I'd like to hear all the trumpets. It's three-part harmony there. Transition to the Andante. That was nicely handled. We got a little bit of intonation issues in the three-part harmony in the clarinets. Again, maybe corners of the mouth, your embouchure support, or enough air to make the notes really vibrant. There seems to be a lack of support for some of the tone qualities into different sections. Make sure you have enough air support so that you're giving all the notes the energy they need. Even if you're even at slower tempos. Thank you. together. Make sure you're feeling, even though you're playing longer note values, feel the pulse, watch your director, make sure you guys are really locked into the tempo. Too heavy in the percussion. You want to balance with the group. It says fortissimo, but it's spiked out from the rest of the ensemble. You want to blend in with the ensemble. I want to compliment the band on the accelerando. That was nicely handled. Okay, a lot of those 16th notes were kind of crunched and scrambled a little bit. We need a little work on precision and clarity on that ending. Yeah, make sure we're staying together and really feeling the pulse. Okay. All right, good ensemble sound, nice 2D band sound. On that live, bright stage, the tempo, the sound can get a little top-heavy at times, but still a very enjoyable performance. Okay, here we go with Shenandoah. Nice to have contrasting selections in your programming. That's good thinking. Flat chord at bar 3 needs to be tuned a little bit. Play all the way to the bar line. Take less time to take a breath and hold your note values all the way out. Again, it's a tone quality issue, tonal production. Some fundamentals about tonal production. It's air speed, enough air, embouchure strength, the corners of your mouth, and flexibility, and also vocalization position in your mouth. Ahs and E's, those kinds of things need to be shaped in the back of your mouth so that you're producing a singing quality to the tone. Fourth line, D in the trumpets is flat. I like the way you guys did the diminuendo at bar 19. Just don't let the tone disappear too much. But bravo on that nice job paying attention to that detail in the music. That's nice that you guys are doing that. Nice job in the flute and alto sax and trumpet interplay there. That was nicely handled. Nice tone in the second trumpet. Good job. Little bit of a problem pitch-wise in the flutes. Emphasize the first. Bottom. Easy on the chimes. Mm-hmm. echo effect, to be effective, everybody has to be really locked in intonation-wise. And then you have this kind of cascading flute sound there in the section, so make sure you guys are really producing a good tone. There are times groups of members of the band are playing with really nice tone quality. It needs to be consistent throughout the entire group. Nice 2D band sound there at 56. Nice crescendo. Good job. You're paying attention to the dynamics here. That sounds excellent right there. 66, 67, 68. That'd be the second, the clarinets, the saxophones. First half note should be stronger, so you have room to diminuendo. Don't be afraid to play the beginning of 72 stronger. Add a little vibrato trombone. Nice tone quality, though. I like what I'm hearing. Okay, and release together. Nice shaped ending there. Good. Okay. Nice piece of music and handled with good style. All right, we'll be back here for your final selection in just a moment. Here we go. Atlas. Job handling the cello rondo. Be nice if we were really in onto the groove. It really established the groove on that first beat at 13. It seemed like it took us a couple measures before we got locked in. Energetic performance. It's evident that the band enjoys playing this piece. All right, good job handling the tempo change, and nice job in the vibraphone. More sound in the low G in the clarinets. That was the passing bell here at school. Sorry about that. Nice entrance for the flutes. Good job handling these chord progressions here in this section here. I like the harmonies I'm hearing. Very nice. Ta-da, ta-ta, ta-da, ta. A little more definition in the articulation would be nice, and in my opinion. Maybe a little faster. A little disagreement in the pitch between the altos and French horns. Not bad, though. I like the snare drum playing. Percussion is balancing nicely with the group at this point. I know it says triple forte, but okay, strong ending. Maybe a little overdone with the percussion against the band. And the sound of the percussion dominated the sound of the group. We couldn't enjoy the tones in some of those chords there. Nice performance overall. Enjoyed listening to you guys, and it's a good band, and want to wish you the best of success. Thank you for the work that you put in individually and collectively, and I wish you the best of success on your future performances. This is Mitch Schuster signing out.